Digital Photography Tips from the Top Floor, show number 46, August 8th, 2005.
Podcasting for the Digital Photographer.
Hi Chris, this is Father Roderick from the Catholic Insider. I want to congratulate you for winning the podcast award in the category Education. Your show really deserved to win. I'm a faithful listener, and you've given me a lot of inspiration and information about digital photography. As you might know, I've got a photo album on my website at www.catholicinsider.com with photos that I take during my soundseeing tours with my Canon 350D. And it's so much fun trying to make better photos all the time with all your advice and all the tips from the top floor. So keep up the great work, and again, congratulations with the award.
This is Tips from the Top Floor. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Big thanks, Father Roderick, for the congratulations. Thank you very much. And a big thanks to the numerous listeners who sent me their congratulations too. And to those of you who haven't seen it yet, Tips from the Top Floor has won the podcast awards in the education category. And I must say that I probably have the best listeners in the whole wide world. It's you who went out to vote for the show, and I don't really know what to say other than thank you, thank you, thank you for being there, for listening to my babbling three times a week, for supporting the show in whichever ways you can, and, well, just for being there. Thank you. Well, it's a new week, and today is a very, very special show in another sense. With the advertising I have on the webpage, well, and with a few of you actually clicking on some of that, I do make a few bucks every month, and that's why I don't just want to say thank you, but I want to give you something back. Here's your chance to win. I will be giving away an iPod Shuffle. Now, I won't just simply give it away, but you'll have to do something for it. I've been thinking about what I could do around that, and when I thought how I'm giving you, the listeners, a voice on the show by playing your greetings, I got the idea of also giving you a face. So in order to win that iPod Shuffle, here's what I want you to do. Take a self-portrait of, well, of yourself, and send it to me. I will assemble a small jury of professional photographers, and at the end of this little contest, we'll decide on who wins the iPod. And in order to make it a little more interesting, I won't give you any criteria. Simply be creative. The contest starts right now and ends on Sunday, August the 21st. That's almost 2 weeks from now, so if you're listening to the show close to when it was released, you've got a bit of time to come up with something. Oh, and please, as with the assignments, resize your image to a maximum width of 800 pixels, a maximum height of 700, and a maximum file size of 150 kilobytes, and then send your image to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com with self-portrait in the subject line. And here's a really cool thing. If you want to get the chance to win a second iPod Shuffle, check out today's show of Franklin McMahon's Media Artist Secrets podcast. I did an interview with Franklin on the show a while ago, and he's actually going to be on the jury for this little self-portrait contest. In his show, he's given away an iPod Shuffle too. So check out his August 8th, 2005 show at mediaartist.com, and you might get lucky. If you listen to show number 42, that's the one where I interviewed Ron Pepper on panoramic photography, here's a little tip that I received from Andres, a graphic artist and good friend from Argentina. He mentioned that sometimes stitching multiple images together to form a panorama can be quite hard because of light sources that show up in one of the frames but aren't in another, and therefore having the camera to expose the individual images in a not very consistent way. And if you want to get more consistent results, you might want to consider trying to shoot those images with the camera set to manual so that it exposes all the images the same way. And if you're then seeing brightness issues with areas of the resulting panorama being too dark at the end, try a bit of burning and dodging in post-processing. Thanks, Andres, for this valuable addition to the panoramic topic. And now for today's photography topic.
Welcome to Layerland.
And here's a segment that we haven't seen on the show in quite a long time. I've been trying hard to think about what to come up with for some more in-depth post-processing tips and tricks, and I thought it was about time again to talk about using layers in your favorite photo editing software, such as Photoshop Elements, Photoshop PaintShop Pro, or GIMP. Are you aware that when it comes to changing the brightness or the contrast of a picture, there are many more ways than just using your software's built-in contrast or brightness tools? Here's a way to achieve similar things with quite a bit more control using layers. The trick lies within duplicating your image onto a new layer and then playing with the blending modes of this new layer. For example, if you have an image that is too dark, simply duplicate it onto a new layer so that you have two layers on top of each other with the same image on, and set the top layer to the screen blending mode. If the resulting image is too bright, simply reduce the opacity of the top layer until the result looks okay to you. If you have an image that is too low in contrast, try the same, duplicate the image onto a new layer, and try the overlay blending mode. Again, if the effect is too strong, simply reduce the opacity. If you want to apply the effect of such a layer operation to only parts of an image, you can use layer masks in order to mask out parts of the topmost layer. And of course, there's no rule that would forbid you to do multiple of those changes on the same image on more than two layers. Just keep stacking them on top of each other, and if you're not happy with what you get from them, layers can also be easily deleted again. And as usual, when going to this sort of a digital dark room, make sure you work on copies of your images instead of the originals. This way you can always start over if you find you've been carried a bit too far with the post-processing. Alright, show number 46 is over, but don't cry, I'll be back on Wednesday. And again, the contest to win an iPod Shuffle is open until August the 21st. You won't talk about this. So keep your self-portraits coming, and one per listener only, please. And for the chance to win a second iPod Shuffle, check out Franklin McMahon's show at mediaartist.com. He's given away one too. Thanks again for voting at podcastawards.com. You're a truly wonderful audience. This is Chris Marquardt, podcasting for The Digital Photographer from my little studio at Tübingen, southern Germany. Thanks for tuning in. If you're not subscribed yet, take a closer look at iTunes. Getting this show automatically is just one click away. Well, have a great week and happy shooting!